Listen to this. As I look up at the sky, my nose starts to sniff this peculiar smell into the air of a rotting world buried in the abyss of corruption, massacre, bombings, and wars. I smell a third world war. The words of Ugandan poet Kiaga Little Cephas. War has a smell, and it is real. And for soldiers fighting in Afghanistan and the civilians living around them, that smell is the corruption of all the garbage and waste being disposed of by the U.S. military.
There are 4 burn pits operating in Afghanistan right now. That is down from a high of over 250 burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. So there has been progress, slow progress to be sure.
Democratic Congressman Tim Bishop has taken on the burn pit problem in legislation, responding to reports from soldiers that the constant burn pit smoke and pollution has become a health problem for soldiers and veterans.
Getting both the Department of Defense and the Department of Veterans Affairs to acknowledge that there are, in fact, long-term health risks associated with exposure to the kinds of toxins that these burn pits have presented for so many of our troops. That's a process that we're, frankly, still fighting.
Katie Drummond is science editor for the online magazine The Verge. She investigated this issue, and in an extensive multimedia text and video presentation shows how these burn pits may be connected with soldiers developing rare lung diseases. Drummond has tracked the Department of Defense and the VA's apparent attitude that being around burning garbage is just part of being in a war zone.
Any trash generated on these enormous spaces in Iraq and Afghanistan was dumped. So that's, you know, plastic bottles, styrofoam, anecdotal reports of human body parts, unfortunately, Humvees, cars, just massive amounts of trash doused in jet fuel and lit on fire. The Environmental Protection Agency forbids that kind of burning in the United States for a very good reason, because it emits ultra-fine particulate matter into the air that is then inhaled into the lungs and can sort of seep into the rest of the body from there, because these particles are so fine and they contain, you know, an array of toxic substances.
If I had a map in my mind of the battlefields that you've studied, are these burn pits typically in closer proximity to soldiers or closer proximity to civilians?
They are closer in proximity to soldiers. One of the reasons that burn pits were such an expedient means of eliminating trash is because they were able to contain the burn pits inside bases. So soldiers didn't have to, say, drive a dumpster 40 miles to the east outside of a base to dispose of trash. They could dispose of the trash inside the base. Often these burn pits were actually, you know, directly adjacent to housing quarters. Joint Base Balad in Iraq, for example, the 10-acre burn pit was, I think, 400 feet from housing quarters and from the large hospital that was on the base.
And here is an example of some of the consequences of spending your days in very close proximity to precisely that burn pit that you're talking about.
You know, as soon as I arrived in country, there in Balad, I noticed a stench. For me, it just smelled like I was living next to a landfill. I had started coughing and had a lot of phlegm. I would hear, you know, asking other soldiers, oh, it's just Iraqi cancer, it's going to take a couple of weeks to clear out your system.
Everybody talks about war doing that to you, but the symptoms just progressed.
That's when I started picking up as something wrong, something going on in my body that I keep getting sick.
Now, that's based on your reporting for The Verge. Explain, first of all, what it is that they've been inhaling.
Sure. So that was Leroy Torres and his wife, Rosie. Leroy was an Army reservist who deployed to Balad in 2007 for a one-year tour. When he arrived at Balad, he, you know, noticed these plumes of smoke sort of hanging over the base 24 hours a day, and ostensibly for that year was inhaling those toxins in the air being emitted from the burn pit at Balad, which was, you know, the largest burn pit to have operated in Iraq or Afghanistan. During that time, he developed a chronic cough. He had chronic respiratory infections, bronchitis, just sort of a constant struggle with his pulmonary health. And when he returned stateside, he was misdiagnosed on several occasions before finally being diagnosed with constrictive bronchiolitis, which is a very, very rare, progressive, sometimes terminal lung disease.
Congressman Bishop suggests that the military, or if not the Pentagon, is in a state of denial about the health impacts here. Is that consistent with what you found?
Absolutely. We made several requests of the military for on-camera interviews or for telephone interviews. Instead, they gave us a written statement. That written statement said that they had not found there to be an increase in chronic health conditions as a result of airborne exposures in Iraq or Afghanistan, that as far as they were concerned, any symptoms that may have cropped up were short-term, acute, and would resolve when a soldier returned back to the United States.
You know, it seems on some level that this is a lesson that we've learned before, whether you're talking about the defoliation that took place in Vietnam, that was a big environmental catastrophe for the Vietnamese, and then produced Agent Orange problems that the Pentagon took a very, very long time to acknowledge. Is this a case of here we go again?
You know, I hate to say it, but I think most of the individuals I spoke to, whether they were politicians, scientists, doctors, veterans, you know, many of them said it's too late. We're already here. This is the next Agent Orange, and it's only going to get worse.
Is reducing the number of burn pits a solution, as Congressman Bishop has attempted to advocate for?
You know, it's a difficult question, and it's a dilemma. War is a mess. I'm sure that this was not the top priority. How are we going to get rid of our trash? I'm sure they weren't puzzling over that, and that wasn't at the top of the list when they were dealing with these sort of acute scenarios in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the fact of the matter is, closed incinerators, landfills, burying trash, that's, you know, much better than something like an open-air burn pit doused in jet fuel and lit on fire.
Katie Drummond, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Katie Drummond is a science editor for The Verge. You can read her piece and see the documentary video at TheVerge.com. And if you or someone you know is a veteran who is experiencing these kinds of health problems, Leroy and Rosie Torres have created an online registry for soldiers to report their symptoms and experiences with the burn pits. To contribute, visit burnpits360.org. And in honor of Veterans Day, less than 2 weeks away, we're working with our friends at the Center for Investigative Reporting to collect advice from veterans, for veterans, by veterans. We want to hear from you. Veterans, what advice do you have for those who have recently returned? What advice do you wish you'd been given after your service? And if you've just returned home, what questions do you have? What advice are you seeking? Give us a call at 877-8MYTAKE. Tweet us at The Takeaway. Use the hashtag VetAdvice or find us on Facebook.com/TheTakeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.